This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio today Jerry Nacheson. He's from Jardín de los Niños. They help homeless and near homeless children and their families in Las Cruces and Doñana County. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on Images.
You're welcome. Glad I have a chance to be here.
It's great to have you with us, and it's a timely visit because I know you have a big fundraiser coming up tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Well, we are on campus this year. We are having our 6th annual Mother's Day brunch in the Grand Ballroom of Corbett Center. As you may know, this is a fundraiser specifically for the children, and the money goes to the children and to the services for the children and also for their families. Their families get living services, budgeting, and all the things that go with helping run a family, assistance with housing, sociological services, you name it, if you think of somebody that has family problems. And then the children. We have all day, both school and daycare, or minimal school, and we take children literally from newborns up to 6 for the preschool, and they stay all day. They get lunch, they get breakfast. If they stay through the aftercare, they get a snack and or possibly a meal. And after regular school, we have a whole bunch of 6 and 11-year-olds, two 11-year-olds that come in and join us, and they can take a part of after-school programs. They have reading programs, international programs, and all kinds of things to help them get either familiar with the area or get to know things that are going on above and beyond their regular schoolwork.
Lots of different services. Tell me about the need in our area for helping homeless and near homeless children.
Well, you know, it's something that nobody really wants to talk about, but it's very, very real. And we know over the year we get well over 100 families that come in and talk to us and also register some of their children. The need is growing, unfortunately, in our area, and not just in our area, all over the state. The numbers are up. We now have a waiting list because we've actually gone beyond the number of teachers that we have, and given state rules and so forth on early childhood, there's just so much what we can do. It's very sad. We on the board are all happy that we can provide services, but unhappy because we know we cannot meet the demand, which is growing, and it's very sad. We take in any family. It doesn't matter who they are, where they're from, but if there's room, they and their children are welcome.
I know the board also oversees a boutique which raises money for the organization. Tell me about that and where that's located.
Okay. La Tienda de Jardín is at the corner of Main Street and Alameda. And it's right where the construction has been the last 6 months. The entrance is clear again, and you can get in through the side street and into the lot the back way. So it's going to be fully accessible when the street is opened coming north, and certainly you can go in now, even if the traffic is a little balled up. What we have at La Tienda is a wonderful staff of volunteers that run it. We have one Jardín employee down there which manages the store, and last count we have 25 active volunteers that provide the staffing. They do everything from steaming clothes to sorting, pricing, putting them out on the racks, what you would expect in a normal boutique. What we say we have basically is gently used middle and upper end stuff. We do not compete with Savers and Goodwill. We're very proud of what we have, and we have tiny prices to attract anyone who wants to come in and look for real bargains. On a personal note, my wife, who is one of the volunteers and goes shopping practically every other weekend, about 2 months ago found a pair of designer pants, nearly unused. Or actually, they probably were unused. The original price tag was still on it. It's $250. She paid, I think, $15.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of the prices. Most of the stuff is anywhere from $4 to $25. And it's a fun place to visit. Everybody's happy, and so are the other folks.
All right, I got about 2 minutes left here.
Okay.
Tell me just quickly about your background and how you became involved in the organization.
Okay, well, I was a federal employee, and I retired from HUD in Washington, D.C. back in 2000, and I worked on some regional nonprofit housing for a few years, and then moved here in 2005 and picked up a job, mostly part-time with the city, in the community development program. And I was in charge of setting up and running neighborhood stabilization, among other things. And because of the work with neighborhood stabilization and with the community development program, I got to know the Campus of Hope on Amador very, very well, all the boards and the people. And when you get right down to it, I also met the folks at Hardeen. And once I was out for a year, they asked me to come and join the board, which I did. And I've been very happy there. I've been doing lots and taking up my time.
Good work.
And I'm not unhappy at all.
Good work and important work. Jerry Nacheson of Jardín de los Niños for homeless and near homeless children and their families in Las Cruces and Doñana County. The event tomorrow is the Tuscan Sunrise Brunch for Mom. And as you point out, it's in Corbett Center. For folks unfamiliar with the university, you turn at the big Barnes & Noble, which is at Jordan and University Avenue. This is from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon at Corbett Center. And as you point out, Jerry Wright, all proceeds benefit Jardín de los Niños.
Mm-hmm. They're a donation for everyone that wants to take part. Mm-hmm. And for pricing, which we haven't mentioned, is $29.95 for adults, meaning people above 13, and $15.95 for kids 5 to 12. Little ones, if they come, are free.
All right. Jerry, thank you so much for being here.
Okay.